Welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me on this adventure into Transformers fandom is...
GFGR Mike.
Yo.
Yo.
So in this episode, we're talking toys, and we're talking Studio 86, Kingdom, and we're talking about the awesome collectibles that are coming that are... by and far, an improvement over the things we've gotten in the past, not only in generations, but or anniversary versions or the originals. A lot of the stuff coming now is surprisingly really good.
Mm-hmm.
We went through a little phase in Transformers toys where they just kind of were bricks, and now we're back to things that actually look like something.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And another thing that is out, we're 18 days late in this, but we're always late around here when it comes to news. But I'm pretty sure the pre-order sold out, but they released images of the Gigawatt, the Transformers DeLorean crossover. This thing looks really cool. Really friggin' cool. Absolutely love it.
This look really cool. Granted, I wasn't interested in buying it, so it wasn't that big of a draw for me, but it is impressive.
Right. Yes, absolutely. With Studio Series 86, wow.
I know. I've been dying for some that are like exactly like the show. Not like the things we got with the Titanium line, or things like what we got with Generations, or various iterations of things. No, I mean, even though these have a little bit of like aspects that look kind of basic, and I'm saying that more so in like the limb department,
right?
Like the attachment portion of it. But the rest of it looks pretty stellar and spot on. The masks, the way that they transform, the way that they look authentically like the actual animation. It's surprisingly well done.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very cool.
So we originally saw like the Studio 86 series of Scourge, Hot Rod, and what was the other one?
Jazz.
So, anyways, now we have a Cup. We have Blur.
Yeah,
and then they had to one up it. They had to one up it. Wheelie and Grimlock.
Yeah,
which I'm not gonna lie is pretty freaking cool. Especially the Grimlock, just because we've never had one that zoned in. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now I will say from the Studio 86 line, as much as I would love to have all of them, out of the nostalgia factor and how well they look, Scourge will for sure be mine.
Because I figured.
I can do the voice of the original actor, so I rather enjoy that, and I want one. That's why I got rid of the Titanium one years ago, was because it didn't look like him. And then this one comes along, and I'm like, yes, yes, something I can finally get that looks like the toy and looks like the comic and the cartoon. And yeah, so...
this is just a little added bonus, but what I love about Studio Series 86, specifically the Transformers the Movie figures, they didn't have to do this, because most companies don't really do this. I mean, some do, some don't, whatever. But normally, you like, if these were being released 40 years ago, you wouldn't have this kind of stuff, really. You'd have a decoder, and you'd have a product shot on the back of the box. But they're having them with... certain scenes from the movie, so you can pose the figures.
Yep, the removable backdrop.
Yes, the removable backdrop. Oh my god, they're so good.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they all came with that. I thought that it was like a select thing. Like for instance, I'm reading the one for Scourge, and it says that you know, it tells you how many steps it takes to transform him. Like at him, it says, you know, transforms from robot to Cybertronian hovercraft mode in 19 steps. Remove backdrop to showcase Scourge and Heralds of Unicron scene. In the Heralds of Unicron scene from the movie, Unicron reformats Thundercracker into Scourge to track down the Matrix of Leadership. And I think that's hilarious that they're like, oh, they finally name who did it. Who became what? Which is quite funny to me. Anyways, yeah, I love that they come with a lot of articulated posability. I love that they come with a lot of the accessories that you see. And I love that they have some of the, you know, some of the extras, you know, in some cases. Like, Scourge really doesn't have all that much going for him. But you get Hot Rod, and he comes with, you know, his blasters, his cutter, his, you know, the Matrix of Leadership, and then, you know, the energy ball, and then you get Cup, and he's got the scanner and a blaster. And so, I mean, they each come with something that's reminiscent of their character, and so...
Which is so very cool.
Yeah, I'm very stoked for this. And they also have, like, fake blasts that come off of their blasters for those, like, Scourge or... Hot Rod.
Yeah, it's not fake. It's blast effects.
Yeah, I mean, it is. But it's still, yeah. But anyways, like, I'm very stoked for this. And I think that some of these will show up in the War for Cybertron line. But I feel like because they fit in with the Studio 86 series, that they were like, you know what? They packaged these as specifically for that, even though we're probably going to use some of them anyway.
Probably.
But I'm ecstatic about it, and honestly, I wouldn't mind if they kept going with some of these, because it makes some of the things affordable, and it makes it so that people can actually get their hands on it in an easier manner, and it's show accurate, but they don't have to pay the exorbitant prices of Masterpiece.
Right. You know what would be really an engineering feat that they could do?
Galvatron?
Well, yeah, he could be done. I think Galvatron could be easily done. But an engineering feat would to be get a show accurate, correct. Not saying that the past releases haven't been correct, but like a really good looking and amazing transformable Studio Series 86 Ultra Magnus. That would be cool.
We haven't really gotten a good one of those, have we?
I haven't seen one lately. I could be completely wrong, though. Heaven forbid I say something on this show and everybody's like, oh, no, here it is right here. I'm like, okay. You know how long it has been since I talked about Transformers toys? Like, I haven't had Transformers toys since 2011, so.
Well, and also they're coming out with retro Headmasters toys.
Yes, they are. Those look amazing.
Yeah. So, like, we get some different characters. Like, we've got, you know, they've got Earthrise Runabout. They've got Earthrise Thrust. And then they've got, you know, some of the Micromasters. And then they've got, you know, Brainstorm Retro. They've got Retro Chrome Dome. Retro Hardhead. Mind Wipe. They've got, you know,
Mind Wipe looks mind-blowing because, again, back in the day... They were all it is a fact. They were all bricks.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Mind Wipe looks like he came off of the Rebirth immediately. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I think of is the three part series finale of the US show is Rebirth. And I'm like, okay, that's Mind Wipe. And he looks damn good.
Well, there's another thing that's kind of funny too. I was looking at Scourge's photos, and it shows that you can fold down the thing and you can see his face,
right?
Like when he did it in one of the episodes somewhere. I also love about these new toys, they package them in robot mode.
Yes,
in the box, so you don't see them in their other modes that are more convenient. Sometimes they package, and I know that some have packaged in the robot mode, some have packaged in the beast or in the vehicle mode because it's easier and they're smaller, more compact. But I love that they do that because one, if you're somebody who wants to just keep them in the box, you can keep them in the box, and you can see them and they're all out with their robot mode. It's just cool. And then you get this awesome box art on all of them.
Yeah, I wish I knew, and I'm sure somebody will tell me at some point. I have not seen it yet, but I wish I knew who was doing the box art for this stuff because, man, even the...
It's beautiful.
Like the Earthrise box art and all the other box art that they've been doing, the Siege art just looks so, so amazing.
Yeah, very, I'm just very cool. I'm just in awe looking at this stuff. I'm like, oh,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a combined effort between Takara Tomy and Hasbro, but these studio series are a work of engineering art, and so like the scene that comes with Scourge, for instance. It's the transformation.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really excited about that because that was the first voiceover character I ever did for a Transformers thing. So that one holds a special place.
Yep.
But yeah, so I'm looking forward to this line. And then, of course, you can't talk about this line and not talk about the future line that's coming. And that's
Kingdom.
Kingdom. They even went as far. There's a golden disc card that's included in addition to some of the Kingdom Series core class,
right?
And you know it's artwork and randomly reveals one of three alternate Destiny variants possible for the characters,
right?
Which I'm kind of curious to wonder what that is.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what that is and when. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe this is what this is showing us is in Kingdom that there's an alternate universe that's the canon that we know versus the canon that we get here to show the differences. Yeah. So I don't know. That would be really cool. Getting into the Kingdom Beast Wars figures, because we've seen actual photos of. Rat Trap, Cheetor, Optimus Primal, Megatron, Black Arachnia, which are the only beasts we've seen. And it begs the question, what else for the Beast era are we going to see join in on this? Because we only have two Predacons and three Maximals. And then the art kind of, you know, shows other characters that may or may not happen. Although I feel like we would have seen all of them at this point because it seems like everything keeps leaking.
Yeah. The thing of it is as you well know, and as everyone else should know that deals with toys are in waves. So maybe these, what'd you say, three Maximals and two Predacons?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe these first five are the first wave of the Kingdom Beasts, and maybe wave two will get Tarantulas or Dinobot or Dinobot 2 or
I think
whatever.
They're all going to be the season one.
Absolutely. I was just using that as an example.
I do have to say that this Primal, had I not bought the Masterpiece years ago, this is like the robot mode. Yep. Hands down, it's a million times better than what we got back in 96.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he doesn't shoot anything out of his wrists or out of his shoulders like the 96 one did. But right. the Masterpiece doesn't, and honestly, it's fine. It doesn't have to. And there's a couple of color aesthetics that are a little off on this, but it's not bad enough that I wouldn't say, hey, I would pick this up again.
And you are extremely anal about your show accurateness, so
yeah.
I mean...
Now, Rat Trap actually looks pretty close. Optimus looks pretty much spot on. Cheetor, I like his beast mode better. His robot mode, there's a lot to be desired as far as how he looks.
Oh, that sucks.
I feel like, and I don't feel like we've gotten a good Cheetor toy other than the Masterpiece. I feel like all of the rest of them have paled in comparison. I had the original one in 96. I had the newer one that they did for like the 10th anniversary. And they had a couple other versions, but honestly, I haven't loved any of them. This one actually looks like it's got parts of the 96 one incorporated, parts of the other one. It looks like an amalgamation. And honestly, I'm not really a fan of it. Like I like there's something that just looks off on the colors and there's something that looks off in the robot mode. Whereas Rat Trap looks spot on in robot mode. His beast mode, yeah, he looks a little bit more Weasley Mouse, but he's more in size comparison with the rest of them. But yeah, I mean, I would be tempted to pick up Rat Trap for this, even though I had the 10th anniversary one, which was beautiful of a figure, but it had extra robot kibble, and fell over a lot.
Right.
And I would probably pick up this Primal, depending, like, I don't know, like, I'd have to see my Masterpiece version again, because the Masterpiece, again, that one's, like, gone up in price, which is odd. But, yeah, I don't know, I really enjoy it. And then kind of going to, where is it at? They have Black Arachnia, of course, that looks infinitely better than the 96 figure. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah.
It was a repaint of Tarantulas.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, so it's funny in that regard. You know, looking at the... there's actually... It's funny, there's a video on T-Formers about the 96 Beast Wars versus War for Cybertron figures. And they show they show a comparison, like, in-hand comparison between the two. The Rat Trap difference is they're the same size, funny enough. But the original one has more robot kibble and just a lot more gimmicky and doesn't really fit the show aesthetic, whereas this new one does. It's like they took inspiration from the show and took the 10th anniversary version and the 30th generations. And then mixed it and came up with this, and it actually looks spot on. But then you look at Cheetor, Cheetor is very kibbly on the original compared to the new one. And of course, I'm just skipping through the videos. And I mean, I guess the new Cheetor doesn't really look all that bad. I mean, looking at comparison to the old one.
Right.
And then, of course, Black Arachnia, like I said, is basically a Tarantulas repaint. So doesn't look anything like Black Arachnia that we ended up getting on the show. Primal, they go through that. I was not a huge fan of the original one. I was always mad it wasn't show accurate. So especially like the chest plate. That bothered me more than anything in the world, and the fact that he had like a covered over mask, just bothered the crap out of me. And then Megatron, like, yeah, he had his issues. This new one's actually taller than the original.
Oh wow!
Which is good, because if you compare size comparisons of Primal, he's about right on par both ways. Like they shortened him a little bit because then he kind of fits more with the classification. And then this guy's an idiot. He doesn't know how to transform it properly. I know I'm watching the video while I'm doing this, but it's okay. Funny. The legs are backwards at the top part. I own the toy. I remember. So the new Megatron is actually taller. He's, you know, it looks like 50 times better than the original. Plus he has a hand, so he can let go of the other, like the tail.
Cool.
So, And then the sad thing was Primal was taller than the original Megatron toy in 96. And now he's shorter than Megatron, which is how it always was, even in the show. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm really stoked. I'm definitely picking up the Megatron because at least it's affordable.
Yep.
I would love to get the Masterpiece, which, honestly, if I got that, it would dwarf the other one, but I'd probably still pick it up because it's Megatron. And you know, of course, I'm going to get Scourge. So, I mean, I'm really happy because for years, I was like, why am I going to spend my money on this crap? Like, they didn't even resemble the show. And to me, it was like, why bother? Like, I can give it a little bit of slack with... You know, okay, we're making a creative difference and we're going to create a different version for the Generations line. Okay, you know, whatever. But if you're trying to sell it as an original of that baseline, whether it's from the 86, the movie, or Beast Wars, or, you know, something, if it's not even in the ballpark, it's not worth me picking up. And honestly, for these, I will definitely pick them up because I have an empty shelf up here and it's... characters I can voice. And as long as I can get toys of characters I can voice, then I'm going to put them up there.
There you go.
So, yes. So I'm very much behind the Studio 86 series and the Kingdom series. I can't wait to see what they do with it. Of course, I know that they're having the Beast Wars comic.
Yep.
With Josh
Burcham. We mentioned that last time. Yep.
Which, it's funny because they've got a couple more pictures that have shown up.
Okay.
A couple of panels. Like, they've got Megatron, you know, the dinosaur-looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they have him open his mouth and everything, and then it goes, yes, you know. And then they show what his Tarantulas would look like.
Oh, wow.
They've got Transmetal Air Razor. Transmetal Pterosaur. Transmetal Spitter.
Hmm.
Dinobot and Transmetal 2 Dinobot.
Sweet.
He's got Primal with the Kingdom dinosaur armor, like the bone armor.
Right.
Because you know how he always had that mace that was like a bone mace thing. So they use that. And then they've got Megatron as his crocodile version.
Sweet.
He's got a bunch of art on here. He's got Transmetal, Primal. He's got Rhinox. He's got, you know, Waspinator showing up, Pterosaur showing up.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's this new art. I'm, despite the fact that it's taking some differences, creative differences with the art.
Right.
I don't give a crap. I'm going to buy it.
Yep.
I really like Beast Wars to the point I don't really care. It's like crack cocaine, like in a sense.
Yep.
It's like G1 for you. So.
Yeah. And really, I mean, like, as much as I love G1, I love and respect what it was, but, like, I don't need those toys anymore.
Yeah, I don't need the toys of any of these, but I...
Well, right, but you would like them because... Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. You there? Hello?
My kitty was talking.
Your kitty.
She was going.
Get your. Okay then.
That's why I was muted.
Talk about grabbing sassy. Talk about grabbing the sass.
Yeah. She was mad. I was talking in character, so I had to. Anyways, so yeah, I mean, I really enjoy. Beast Wars to the point. I'm excited for this. I would love to find out more and then, of course, review these. I will definitely be reviewing these on this show.
Absolutely.
As well as the pull bag. Nice little crossover event there. But
as always, yep.
Yes, you can definitely count on the fact I will be wanting to review these.
I know.
And if you go with somebody else, I'll beat you with a shovel.
You have to fly out here first, and I'm not paying for it this time.
Yeah. I got a truck. It's got four-wheel drive. I'll drive over the mountain, you know.
Drive up the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't get there right now. It's on fire, but, you know. Anyways.
So what you're saying is you have Inferno in your backyard.
Yes, basically. My queen. Basically,
it sucks.
Poor people
it
that
really
are in
sucks,
the
folks.
Yeah, poor people that are in the harm's way of that.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, anyways, like I think like for Transformers fans, anyway, I think that we've finally gotten to this point where the third party was showing up Hasbro so much. Hasbro's like, okay. You want to play this game? And the War for Cybertron series is like, we'll play this game.
Yes.
And so we're getting, you know, I mean, aside from the masterpieces where we get like four different versions of Starscream and three of Optimus and, you know, so on and so forth, or eight of Optimus. And we're getting to that point where we're getting, you know, some affordable toys where people can actually get them that want to create, you know, have a collection, but not necessarily be stuck with an insane price tag. Like, I would love absolutely. To get Masterpiece Megatron, but $300 is a bit steep. I can get like 8 figures for that or more. Like I could get, you know, depending on what I want to get. I mean, I could get the whole Beast Wars line from Kingdom and barely break 150.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's kind of, you know, picking and choosing. And so, yeah, I mean, I definitely think that we're getting to this nice point, though, where Hasbro, although the toy prices have gone up since, like, the Beast Wars era, where, you know, like, Leader Megatron was basically Ultra Megatron, it would have been $22, and, you know, Voyager Optimus, which is $31 now, was like, $16, $17 back then. You know,
and you gotta realize though, it's also price, it's cost of inflation. Oh, yeah. And things
well,
like
everything's
that.
Gone up, and I get that. Like, because even like Core Rat Trap, which was basic, would have been, you know, $5.99, and Cheetor, which is deluxe, would have been $8.99, and he's $21.99. So I mean, I get that there's a difference compared to back then. I mean, I'm not even, it's apples to oranges the difference in price now, but. And they've added other classifications in there. I mean, they've got Leader class and, I mean, which is basically replaced Ultra. And then they have something beyond that, which is like Titan class or something. But no, I mean, I'm just happy that we're getting stuff that's at least affordable and a good toy.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the Transformers market for toys from Hasbro and Takara at this point is like this Studio Series stuff is like, not only blowing our minds, but it's blowing everybody's minds because it is so good. It is like just amazing. And they're really giving it to us, the fans, even though I've said in this episode that I'm just not that into the toys anymore. I still enjoy it. I don't have enough space to collect all this stuff. And right now, at least until if some people have their way or if some people's wishes come true, heaven forbid this never happens, until Funko dies, I am fully in the Funko camp. So, you Funko know, and luckily, shut up. Don't you fucking say a thing. I swear to God, Megatron.
Give it 2 years and they'll go away.
Shut up. Well, they just opened Funko Europe. There's no way they're going away anytime soon.
Mighty Mugs went pretty quick.
Oh, quiet you. That's because Hasbro bought them and didn't do anything with it.
That was the point.
Shut up.
They were like, what do we do with these?
You make more Transformers. Anyway.
That transform.
Stop it.
Shelf warmers. Big heads in disguise. That's so humorous. So humorous.
It's a good thing we don't record in the same room, folks, because he would be totally black and blue on his right arm.
So I'm wondering if these new Kingdom toys come with backdrops.
I don't want to sit here and speak for Hasbro or anybody that works at the company because they're all amazing. If they didn't, I would be surprised. I would think that they would. It might just be a generic backdrop like most of the Earthrise ones are. The Siege and the Earthrise ones had just a generic backdrop. But since they're Beast Wars and they're more specific, maybe? I don't know.
Well, because I know that the Beast Wars stuff, like Primal, for instance, comes with the two blades himself and then the golden discard. Megatron comes with just him.
Right.
So I'm wondering what's exactly going to happen in that neighborhood, but I guess we'll cross that bridge when it happens.
Yep. I did see something as of this recording the other day that I was going to mention to you, but I'll mention it to you now. And I'm sure you saw it too if you're friends with him. FJ DeSanto had posted about Earthrise the other day.
Oh, really? I didn't see it.
Yeah. So he had posted – what did he post? Oh, come on. Really? There we go. He posted that he posted this as of this recording one day ago, according to this. Sound mixing Transformers Earthrise in Dolby Atmos with the insanely talented, I'm gonna say Jamie Hart, but I don't know if the, I don't know if it's Jamie or Jaime. I assume it's Jamie at Technicolor. Couldn't steal the golf cart this time when we finished, but Transformers WFC is looking and sounding amazing. So they've sound mixed Earthrise. That doesn't actually give us a date of when it's going to be on Netflix, but the sound mix is done.
Yay! Now don't do Beast Wars yet.
Stop it.
No kingdom yet. None.
Stop it.
Oh, so they have pre-order now for Studio Series Scourge.
Cool.
Yeah, it's $31.
That's not bad.
No. That's, and he comes with the diorama and the blaster effect, the blaster, and of course himself. Yep. So yeah, I mean that's cool. He's 6.5 inches tall, and Megatron's 8.5 inches tall, which I'm just ecstatic there's going to be a new Megatron.
There you go. Yeah, I will try. I'm actually going to probably put if they have a video of the full thing, I will put the Transformers Fans First Friday thing from YouTube in the show notes, in the post, so people can see the video, because there was a video where they showed off all this stuff and they said why certain figure, like the reason why Hot Rod is a deluxe and not a Voyager or something or other is because they wanted to be able to get all the parts for him, like the razor blade and the Matrix.
They want to make it affordable.
Right, exactly. So I will, yes. Yeah, Hasbro Pulse Fan First Friday Transformers live stream. So yeah, I watched like the first 5 or 10 minutes of it, I think. I don't know. It's 28 minutes long, but yeah, I will put that in the show notes so people can see it.
Awesome, awesome.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I'm just excited for what's coming from Transformers. Heck, even Cyberverse might be back. I saw Proto Man talking about potentially two direct to whatever Cyberverse movies or something or other.
Yeah, I saw something about that too. I'm hopeful.
Yes,
because it wasn't bad. It was better than what I thought. When it started, I was like, but honestly, it was better than the RID 2015 show we got, which was supposed to continue Prime.
Prime, yep.
I was definitely much more of a fan of Cyberverse than what I expected.
Yeah. I just, you know, it kind of ended on, hey, we have to, here's your bow. We have to wrap this up really neatly and nicely because, okay, Windblade's found. Everybody's good. That's good. Bye-bye. I don't know why that had to happen, but it did. And here's hoping that they come out with more stuff and do more with Cyberverse.
Definitely, definitely.
Because, I mean, they had Transformers Prime and Transformers Rescue Bots going consecutively at the same time. So why not?
Mm-hmm.
That way it gives, you know, something for every fan, not just one or the other camp.
Yeah, and I'm definitely happy with where things are going with Transformers, though, that's for sure.
Yeah. The future is bright.
Till all are one.
And now we're done.
So, I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. If you have any suggestions for topics for the next time, other than newsy stuff, let us know. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. And how can the good folks find you online?
I'm at TFG and Mike on Twitter.
And I'm at SCP-21. So until next time,
go on, get out of here. you don't need to be here anymore. No.
Are you trying to be Megatron as Ferris Bueller?
No. How dare you? You insolent worm. Yes. I'll melt him down into aluminum siding. Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah.